Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Fire up the frenzy, Raymond.
RJ, hold on.
Fire it up!
No, don't do it.
It's time for frenzy.
You can stay more if I read it.
A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love it. Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
If you try to interrupt the start of the frenzy, you'll have your moment. And that moment is coming momentarily. The football frenzy, driven by Ramsey Mazda. What do you want to say?
No, I just wanted to let RJ know that not only did Tom Bauer decide that he wanted to go rogue on the five-pack, but he also did this new thing, which we thought was interesting, where he would try to interpret in his own way what the callers were actually saying.
It was like interpretive dance.
Yeah.
Well, that sucks to be you. Let's keep the show moving, though.
That was awful by him. Yeah, RJ, he. You know what, honestly? You're not here today. I don't think we're able to do a frenzy.
Oh, listen, wow. I don't... Well, you have Raymond who could... I mean, if he's not going after Joel Embiid, I think he could lead it really well.
Maybe so.
And Bauer, I think... Listen, he's spunky, but I think he brings something to the table.
I'm not sure what that would be.
I think there's a value to Tom Bauer.
Not sure that what that would be.
Right. Oh. Yeah, I'm uncertain what that
RJ, created. he was dressed in a brawny... He looked like the brawny guy.
He had the exact shirt. Right. The flannel shirt.
All right,
the
red, you know what? Flannel. Let's move forward with a frenzy on the post... Draft round one. 1-800-919-3776. James Lake Grove. James, you're on the frenzy.
Does a running back get drafted in the top half of today's round?
I would say probably not. I don't think you're going to see a running back till the 50s.
Where the Cowboys pick 56? Imagine Jonathan Brooks goes before that. Just a hunch.
Corey Greenwich. Corey, my man, you're on.
Baseball playoff.
Go ahead, Corey.
Are the Bills smart for trading for their Chiefs playoff rival team?
No.
And you see who the Chiefs got?
They got Xavier Worthy, yeah. Yeah,
only the fastest receiver in the entire draft.
There are some teams that are just really good at this.
And see the Chiefs are one of them.
You see who the Eagles got?
They got probably the best corner
in the
draft.
Another steal.
Yep.
Yeah. But, you know, because there wasn't a defensive player that went to, what, 15?
You can't get away with it!
First defensive player was 15, that's right.
I mean, that's unbelievable. James, Pennsylvania. James, you're on the frenzy.
Hey, well, the Giants picked
it. Let him go. Let him go.
Oh, he dropped himself.
Raymond.
He heard the buzzer and he lost his composure.
Oh,
come on, he lost his composure completely.
Yeah,
you can't blame me.
But he knew it. He was like, hey, he knew it. He tried the remedy.
Okay.
I would have given him the benefit of the doubt.
These are your rules. These
I
are
understand.
Not my rules.
All right. You know what? You could also get involved on Twitter at Rothenberg ESPN. Let's continue along. Let's go to Tony Dobbs Ferry. Tony Frenzy.
Guys, with the 49ers drafting that round one wide receiver out of Florida, I was wondering if you think they're going to either get rid of Ayuk or the other guy, and maybe the Jets would be interested in either one for a trade.
I mean, if you're the Jets, I think you probably would be. There were rumblings before the draft last night that they were interested in trading either of those two guys.
And they were shopping both, yeah.
Imagine and that they wanted Jets... they wanted a pick in the top 10.
Imagine if the Jets got Deebo.
Oh, what an amazing. God, would that be amazing.
You guys probably should wear something
protective.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could you imagine that? Oh, no. Would he be not like Ayuk would be any kind of a slouch either.
No, you got to pay. I mean, you have to pay Ayuk. Though.
Yeah. Well, but Deebo already makes a ton of money.
Right, but do you see what wide receivers are being paid right now?
I get it. Oh, would you guys would be unstoppable. Colby, New Brunswick. Colby, frenzy go.
did the Jets screw themselves by winning in Week 18, allowing the Patriots to draft Drake May?
I don't know. Right? I mean, that's the honest answer. We'll find out.
What was the question?
Did the Jets screw themselves by allowing the Patriots to get Drake May? Like, should the Jets have lost that Week 18 so that the Patriots didn't have the third overall pick?
Now, who knows?
That's what I... And what was my response?
Well, I'm trying to respond to Ty. Butler sent a nasty text messages now, so I have to respond to it.
What did he say?
You know, put your phone away for a few minutes.
Share with the class.
No, because it's going to upset you.
Share it with the class.
This is going to affect your relationship with him.
No, it's fine. What did he say?
Sad you went from cheering "We want Boston" to crying about officiating.
Oh, boy. Ty is a troll. He's very good at this.
Ty's a troll.
He's very good at this.
The guy grew up in New York, and he's a Lakers fan.
Right. So how do they look? Lakers look good?
Lakers looking great.
Nice. Down 3-0. Yeah.
Game two, they look at their best, I think. Right?
20-point lead. Sorry.
He really is a troll. I thought he was better than that.
He is the king of the trolls.
He is very good at pushing buttons. It's a gift.
Nah, but you just ignore trolls, they go away. Charlie, Jersey City. Charlie, you're on the frenzy.
If Daniel Jones has a really good year this year with Malik Nabers in them, any chance he comes back?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he signed for two.
Of course.
He's got two more years in his deal.
If Daniel Jones goes out there and is really good, I would expect him to be back. Not chance that he's back.
Well, if he has a good year, where the Giants end up? They're a playoff team probably, right?
If he has a good year, I would think so.
And so you're probably not picking a franchise quarterback there.
But if he has a good year, why would you even think about moving on from him?
Well, maybe you're thinking about the future like Atlanta.
Maybe you take the quarterback and you have a dual quarterback system moving forward.
Yeah, maybe you do what Joe Douglas wants to do, a quarterback factory.
Right. Like, you don't know where we're getting all these from. Conveyor belts and factory and nuts and bolts all over the place.
We call the Jets. They got the factory.
That's right. Where do we go for the quarterback? Call the Jets. They have so many, they don't know what to do with all of them. Anthony in the septic truck. Anthony, you're on the frenzy.
First time in a long time the Raiders draft didn't get booed out of the stadium. Did they make the right choice by staying where they are? And how good is this kid?
He's good. I mean, there was a huge run on quarterbacks. I think they could have used a quarterback.
Yeah, but they couldn't take a quarterback.
Well, they could have moved up for a quarterback.
Well, I mean, I think they wanted Penix.
Yeah, I don't know. You could have moved up to seven. They were probably shocked when they found out Atlanta was taking Penix.
Everyone was shocked. People at the desk were shocked.
Of course you were shocked. It was unbelievable.
Seemed like an Al Davis pick.
Mike Roxbury. Mike, frenzy go.
Hey, do you think the Giants take someone like Spencer Rattler or the kid from FSU in the later rounds as a project for Dable?
Yeah, I think they're going to take a quarterback at some point.
I think the Jets take a quarterback, too.
I think the Jets are going to take a quarterback as well. And Rich even gave us a couple names, right?
Yeah, yesterday. He said the Florida State quarterback and the Tulane quarterback.
Right, the kid that Rudolph, is that his name? That had that awful broken leg and
Travis.
Quarterback. Travis Rudolph, right?
No, not Travis.
Travis Rudolph,
Rudolph
is a person. Jordan Travis.
Jordan Travis.
Travis Rudolph. Rudolph.
That is a person.
The red-nosed reindeer.
Huh. Well, Jordan, anyway, Wes Jordan and East Hanover. You're on the frenzy, Wes.
Did the Chargers make the right pick by going offensive lineman instead of wide receiver?
I'm not going to question anything with Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, so I think they did. I think they did. That kid's going to be a stud.
You can see what he's doing.
They're going to run the football.
He's going to do exactly what he did in San Francisco.
I mean, he's a great coach. He wants the lines to be, you know, phenomenal. I think it's a great pick.
You know what Joe Alt
is the number one lineman in the entire NFL draft.
You know what Joe Alt is listed as?
What do you mean? Like size? Like how big?
I don't know what he's listed as. He's a big boy.
I'm going to say 6'6", 350.
6'9", 321 he's listed at.
6'9"? 6'9", 321. That's wild.
That's,
1-800-919-3776. The frenzy continues. Andy in Hicksville. Andy, you're next on the frenzy.
With the first pick in the second round, the Buffalo Bills select A.D. Mitchell or the field?
Ooh, it's definitely going to be a receiver.
Well, they have to get a receiver.
It's definitely going
to
be a receiver. I could see it being Mitchell. McConkey's still available.
I like McConkey.
I do too. I think they're looking for more. I think they're looking for someone more like an outside.
Worthy. I mean, they must have not liked Xavier Worthy, right?
Well, I just don't know how you trade with. I mean, you can't beat Kansas City anyway. Like, why trade with Kansas City?
Yeah, I don't know. Why would you strengthen them? It's kind of odd, right?
Did you see the tweet that the Chiefs now have the fastest wide receiver room, and they gave Hollywood Brown's 40, they gave Xavier Worthy's 40, and then for Rashee Rice they put 119 miles an hour.
Oh. I don't think that's funny though.
they did that?
Yeah, not them, but somebody on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
No, they didn't do it.
I thought you said did you see the Chiefs tweet as the official Chiefs Twitter?
The way you said it made it sound like it came from the Chiefs Twitter.
I meant the tweet about the Chiefs.
Okay, so someone else, there's some comedy. That was from the Chiefs, so that would be very poor form.
Yeah, that would be like the same.
I think someone's looking for a new job today if they did that.
The Milwaukee Bucks, like, regular season doesn't matter tweet.
Yeah. Brian Morales, did the Jets get back into round two today? He wants to know.
I would like to see him get back into round two, yeah. Get their wide receiver there.
That would be good for the Jets. 1-800-919-3776. Rob in Port Chester. Rob, you're on the Frenzy. Rob, come on. Oh, no.
Yeah, the lead now.
He was listening. He was listening, though.
Good. He was listening.
He was listening.
I give up.
Don't give up.
Because I knew it was going to be a struggle to
soft.
Do a frenzy.
We haven't
done
being
a frenzy
soft.
In two. Well, you know what? RJ, what do you want to do now?
See, I feel that's my responsibility. You know what baffles me sometimes?
You should have told them probably to turn the radio down.
Well, I did, but I just said, keep your radio down. The radio wasn't on when I spoke to him. I don't know where it came from.
He turned it on?
Well, how could he hear you, RJ, with the radio on? It was probably too loud.
Yeah, I think, you know what it is? RJ was on a vacation, and he came back, and he's slowly, I think, working his way back into the
mix. To watch your steps here.
What does that mean?
You need to watch yourself.
Why?
RJ won't say it. I'm speaking on his behalf. You need to watch your steps.
Here's what I'd like from you right now. I'd like you to speak on his behalf when I played the same sound that I played like 30 seconds earlier.
I did. And I told you, he probably didn't hear when I told you to play the sound in the previous segment because he was screening calls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's doing a lot of work back here.
You know what? Honestly, Rick, we all need someone like Ray to defend us like this.
Ray's the best.
I mean, you would go to the grave defending this guy, wouldn't you?
I'd defend my people.
Rob Portchester. You know what? You're good. Rob Portchester, go now. Forget it. Get rid of him.
Come on.
I mean, RJ. I mean, the guy, he's toying with you at this point.
Yeah, at this point, he just doesn't want
to. When he calls
questions.
Back, don't even talk to him.
Tell RJ that that's his fault.
Here's what you do. Tell him, put your ear right up to the phone, Rob, and then take out an air horn and blow it as loud as you can right into the phone.
I don't have an air horn.
Well, get one.
Get Ray's horse whistle.
It's here.
Brian and Bergen. Brian, you're on the Frenzy. For the love of God, please end this nicely, Brian.
Did Denver get it right with Bo Nix?
Sean Payton loves him. I mean, did you see the quotes from Sean Payton?
Yeah, I don't buy into that.
All I know is
they make the pick. They show him on TV, and my wife's first thought was, I don't like his face.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's nice. All right, and there you have it. That's a post-draft frenzy. The frenzy driven by Ramsey Mazda. The experience of driving a new Mazda and buying a new Mazda from Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. We take a break. Amani Toomer. He is the enemy, and he joins us next on 98.7 ESPN.
I don't know what it is about your face, but I want to deliver one of these right in your suck hole.
Is there anything I can do to work on that?
No, so you not wouldn't? Really. It's your face.
With over 350 new and certified pre-owned sedans, SUVs, vans available for immediate delivery, Mercedes-Benz of White Plains has the right vehicle for you. Special lease and finance offers available this month. American Express cardholders can take advantage of additional benefits. Start the shopping process online at mbwhiteplains.com or visit the showroom on Bank Street. Mercedes-Benz of White Plains, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since way back in 1968.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! Bagged! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. Fast. Constant Contact makes it easy to promote your business with powerful tools like email and SMS marketing, social media posting, and even events management. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. Don't know much about marketing? No sweat. Constant Contact's writing assistance tools and automation features help you say the right thing at the right time, every time. Plus, you can send with confidence, knowing your emails are actually reaching your customers thanks to Constant Contact's best-in-class 97% deliverability rate. Tackle any challenge with Constant Contact's expert live customer support. Plus, everything's backed by their 30-day money-back guarantee. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Amani Toomer joins us here on 98.7 ESPN to help us break it all down. Amani, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. How about you?
We're doing great. We like what the Giants did. So tell us, I mean, nobody better to ask than, you know, a former great wide receiver. What's your take on Malik Nabers?
I'm really excited. If it's any indication, going back to LSU and getting another receiver, hopefully we'll get another guy like Odell Beckham. But I'm really excited for a young kid coming to New York and being able to experience all the different you know, the things that this city has to offer. It's a very unique unique situation. And I don't know, I'm really excited for him. I wish him the best, and maybe one day he can break all my records.
Armani, I'm not going to call you by your real name because I have no respect for you. Are you okay that they passed on J.J. McCarthy at six?
Ooh, that was a tough one. That was a tough one. But I can understand what they're saying, what they're thinking. You know, it's like, you know, you have Daniel Jones on contract for one more year. With guaranteed money, might as well let him live it out and build around a nucleus of team, a nucleus of players, and you know what they've done on the defensive line. You know, by getting Burns, but I think they're really starting to stack this thing up pretty well, and I'm excited about the Giants' future.
Do you think that obviously the Giants have not had great receivers recently. Do you think really get a much better version of Daniel Jones being now that you have, I mean, Wandale Robinson's a good speedy receiver who comes back and hopefully will be healthy and what Malik Nabers adds to the mix as well? Like, do you anticipate a very different version of Daniel Jones this coming season?
I don't know if I do that. I don't know. But I know that, you know, just like in baseball, a pitcher's only as good as his outfield. And I feel that when you get a quarterback with players where you just get them the ball and then watch them go, you know, you got Slayton, the guy at Tennessee. My brain farting this morning. Yeah. Jalen Hyatt. You got some guys that are young with potential to really grow. And as Daniel Jones gets more comfortable, it's going to be his third year in this offense. Third year with this team, with this current regime that's in there right now. I think he got a real shot to do something, and I'm excited for him. But you know, the one thing I love about New York is there's always pressure. He signed a big contract last year, but now they have this is the year where they're either going to go into the latter years of this big contract, or they're going to cut bait and move forward. So I feel like the one thing that I know that great players always need is that pressure, that, you know, to stare down the gum barrel, for lack of a better analogy, of their mortality as a starting quarterback in the league, mortality as their starting quarterback for the New York Giants. And I think all those types of things push players to be great.
Amani, have we had you on since free agency or no?
No.
I don't think we have.
No.
All right, good. Because
no.
I wanted to ask you this.
Thank you for that, by the way.
No. I just wanted to make sure. you know, we have to create this kind of this tension between us because we're going to get this big, you know, big match on Sunday, May 5th.
Uh-huh.
What did you think about the Giants not keeping Saquon and then Saquon going to Philly?
Oh, it's tough. That one's tough. But you got to understand, I think it's better for both situations because the Giants don't currently have what it didn't in the past couple of years have what it takes to really exploit a player like Saquon and use his talents to his fullest. It's very much similar to me as a situation like the Carolina Panthers with Christian McCaffrey, how he was a great player, but he was not highlighted because there was nothing around him to kind of that he could play off of. When you played against the Giants last year, or in the last, you know, since his career started, he was like stop 26 and then let everybody else eat. So now you got guys that, you know, you got to stop Neighbors, you got to stop, you got Hyatt, you got to stop, you know, Waller if he ever comes back around, Bellinger. There's a lot of guys that you have to account for, and it's not just focusing on Saquon. But the Philadelphia Eagles now, what they have down there with all the talent that they have, they really have an opportunity to see what a team can help, how a great player can help a team and how a team can help a great player. And so I'm a little scared when I look at the Philadelphia. It makes me a little nervous when I look down at that Philadelphia roster and I look at all the guys that they have on that squad. And then you add Saquon Barkley, a dominant running back. It's an uneasy feeling.
Fair, but if you watch the way they closed out the season last year, it was in shambles, and a lot of people thought that was because of Jalen Hurts. So I think we'll see. Amani Toomer with us here, 98.7 ESPN. What do the Giants do moving forward here? They could probably use a corner. You think they go more heavy defense rest of the way, or offensive line? What would you say their needs are moving forward here?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of needs, and I don't think there's a position where you're like, oh, we're good. You know, I mean, you always want defensive line help, and something that I, you know, would, you know, play on the team that the teams that I've played on, the most successful ones had, like, you know, waves of defensive linemen that could come in to effectively stop the run and force teams to do to pass. You know, the linebacking corps seemed to have improved a lot, you know, when why am I forgetting the guy's name? The guy from Indianapolis, great player.
Okereke. I hope Anita doesn't have to carry you in the pickleball the way we're carrying you in this interview today.
In pickleball, I really do have. I always step in the grill. I always stepping in the grill.
you're so full of it. Don't play that game. Don't play that game.
You know, and I always serve the ball to the same side. You know,
right.
Good. You know what? I think the way we play, we're going to do that. That's recommended.
Last time I saw you, Armani, last time I saw you, you're pretty familiar with the kitchen, I can tell.
Oh!
Oh, the kitchen. Oh, that's what it's called. I always thought it was the grill.
Yeah,
you
right.
know, the patio, you know what I'm saying? No, but I always, you know, whenever, like, the person is serving, when my teammate is serving, I'm always hitting the ball before it bounces. That's that whole deal.
I look forward to this match. I'm not even talking trash. You know, here's the thing.
Don't buy into what he's doing right now.
I don't care what he's doing.
No, he's trying to he's playing Kaiser Sose right now is what he's doing.
No. Listen, here's what I'd say. Playing good pickleball is similar to the outfield in baseball. And I think that's been I think that's been a phrase that we've used for years, right? Rick, haven't you heard that?
Why? How so? How so? I don't understand.
Well, I don't understand why you keep saying this is what you keep saying. It's like the third time you've joined us and you said, oh, the outfield in baseball is so important.
The team is only as good as its outfield.
What? I never heard that before. What are you talking about?
You never heard a team is always as good as outfield? I know you're
never.
Right now.
Never.
Oh, wow. 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 And you've been doing radio for how long? I mean, we did
like
used to do radio
years.
Together back in, you know, to what, 2009, right? 2008?
Well, a long time. But I've never heard a team is only as good as its outfield, ever, one time.
You haven't?
No.
Man, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Well,
you know what? I think you're pulling my leg. I really do.
If you think so. Amani, listen, we're going to see you next Sunday for the huge pickleball showdown between Rick and I and you and Anita. We're ready, and we look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, me too. But the only thing, when I hit the tennis ball, it doesn't bounce the same way.
How many times have you practiced?
I hit the
How
ball
many times
too
have you two
far.
Practiced together? Don't
once.
Lie.
Once?
Once.
Okay.
Once.
Well, serious
we
question.
We played it in New York City.
Serious question. Better player, you or Anita?
Oh, by far Anita.
By far Anita.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she plays every day. Like, I mean, she's you know, honestly, she's trying to get me to play all the time. She's like, hey, we need to practice. I'm like, we're good.
Yeah, you guys will be fine. You guys are going to be fine.
She's going to, hey, you don't play well, she is going to destroy you verbally.
Yeah. Could you imagine if you cost the game for you guys, what she's going to do?
Ugh.
Oh, no, I'm without a doubt, I'm going to cost the game, without a doubt.
Amani,
wait for this.
We will see you next Sunday, May the 5th.
What's on May the 5th? Cinco de Mayo?
Yes.
Oh. Hey, listen, have plenty of tequila before noonish.
Yeah, it's very smart to do. That's what all the pickleball people say.
Well, what's the address? I don't know where is it
Goodbye.
At.
We'll see you next Sunday.
I don't even know. Is it in New Jersey?
It's in Stamford, Connecticut. Amani,
New Haven.
Bye.
It's in Connecticut.
Goodbye. Can you guys please?
Do they get a car service?
God,
how am I
going
to get there?
No chance to get a car service. Zero.
I'm done. I'm not talking. Goodbye.
All right. Get kicked off the air. All right. That's all right. I'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye. That was awkward, huh?
It would make sense to get pickled before you play pickleball.
I think you should.
I think he should. Yeah, I don't think
I think he should. The big pickleball showdown between us and Anita Marks, along with Amani Toomer, a little over a week away. When is it? It's Sunday, May 5th at Pickleball America, Stamford, Connecticut. Pre-game coverage starts on ESPN New York, 9 o'clock in the morning. Live broadcast hosted by Anita Marks. Then shortly after the show, the paddles come out for the pickleball showdown for the ages. Be there May 5th to witness this showcase event at Pickleball America in Stamford, Connecticut.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Joel Embiid, we talked about this for quite a bit this morning, was dirty. Didn't really provide the win for Philadelphia because he was also phenomenal, but he really crossed the line. He was dirty. What the Jets did, taking the offensive lineman Fashanu out of Penn State, and what the Giants do, taking Neighbors out of LSU, Jets trading back a slot, Giants not taking J.J. McCarthy. So all really on the table. 1-800-919-3776. Imani Toomer just joined us. We didn't take the bait at all, and I'm ready for the match next Sunday.
I've never been more ready. Quick little piece of housekeeping slash nitpicking.
Okay.
Because this is going to be something that we're going to have to deal with now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is Giants drafted Malik Neighbors.
Right.
Pretty easy. Jets drafted, it's not Fashanu.
Well, what's his name?
Raymond, could you please tell Dave?
Fashanu.
Thank you.
No, it's yep. Fashanu. I've heard Fashanu.
No, it's not.
What do you mean? You haven't heard Fashanu?
Yeah, when it's pronounced wrong.
Fashanu?
Yes.
Oh, for God's sake.
I know.
Couldn't they have drafted somebody with an easier name?
It's Joelt, much easier.
Joelt, much easier.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know.
Fashanu?
Fashanu.
All right, fine.
Now we're cooking.
You've heard nobody say Fashanu?
I have, and that's but that's what I was saying until I heard it pronounced last night. I was like, okay, so now this is going to be a problem.
All right, so you know what? I think I can get this. So Fashanu.
My name is Olumuyiwa, then my last name is Fashanu.
Fashanu.
Fashanu. That's actually easier.
Not even Fashanu. Fashanu.
Fashanu. Right,
so that's like from the NFL combine.
Like a fashion statement. Fashanu.
Fashanu. Fashanu.
All right, let's go to Kenny in Connecticut. Hi, Ken. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, boys. I just got a few quick things. I think Embiid needs to be put on his ass every single possession. Giants and Jets, it's just a solid night for them. Especially love the Neighbors pick. And if you're the Falcons, it's always a bad look when you put your Penix behind your Cousins.
Oh. Wow, interesting.
I mean, it's right out of the Rick DiPietro playbook.
It's right out of my playbook.
I mean, really. That was very...
I think it depends on what state. That's legal in some states.
Let's go right ahead to the next caller, whoever it might be. Let's go to Steve in Summit. Steve, hello.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Great show.
Thanks.
I'll get to it real quick because we've covered a lot of the ground, but could we address that Nick Nurse was basically rewarded with three straight blatant makeup calls for going and whining about not calling a timeout? Like, it's almost like the WWE at this point. Like, you could see it coming from a mile away.
It was pretty obvious.
Nick Nurse goes up, complains until somebody admits, quote unquote, that the camera and our lying eyes are lying. He called the timeout, even though we can see he didn't. But we're going to give him the makeup call by letting DiVincenzo get his eye gouged out, by allowing Joel Embiid to go mash some grapes, proverbially, and then to let him go grab Mitchell Robinson by the ankle. But it was clear as day. You knew it was coming, but it's even more infuriating.
I don't necessarily, thanks to the call, think that it was because of the whining. I don't think that there's any way there, unless he did something that was so outlandish that you had to throw him out, I don't think they were going to throw Joel Embiid out of the game.
No, I don't think that necessarily is what he was talking about. I just think, I mean, this was one of the concerns going into the game last night for us, was what happened, like, because of what happened at the end of game two, the two-minute report coming out, them admitting that, you know, Maxey was fouled not just once, but twice, and that Nick Nurse should have got the timeout. I mean, would they get the benefit of the whistle, which they did?
They absolutely did. And again, no one's arguing. The Knicks got the benefit of the non-whistle game two, but Philadelphia still lost that game. They had chances to win, and they couldn't. And on the flip side, yeah. I mean, the Knicks got, I thought, hosed often last night.
Right. I mean, you had Embiid took 21 free throw attempts, which was more than the entire Knicks team. The Knicks had 19. Sixers had 33. And on top of that, Knicks scored 54 points in the paint. And there was still a 33-19 disparity.
We didn't really spend much time at all on this, and that is Brunson was awesome last night. He was.
Brunson was good, really good.
And let's be fair, had he been bad last night, it would have been three consecutive games where he was subpar, and that would have started to become a really big conversation.
Had he been bad?
Yes.
And now we have Mitch hurt and Embiid going for 50, and the series is 2-1. They would be close to panic.
You still feel okay with the series, by the way?
Yeah, I still feel okay. I thought they were going to have their hands full. I wasn't as kind of like, you know, chest out, Sixers don't scare me like you were, but.
No, you know what? I still feel confident.
Well, I think you should still feel confident. I mean, you still have, you got two home games at home still. Yeah, you still have two games at home. You have a chance here in game four. I can't imagine that they're going to shoot the way they shot in the third quarter for the game in general.
Now, if they shoot 55% from the floor, then you know what? I mean, maybe you don't win the series, but I find that hard to believe.
Embiid and Maxey have both been good the entire series.
The whole way through.
Yeah. I mean, last night was extraordinary, 50 for Embiid on 19 freaking shots. But my big concern going into last night was, I didn't think they would win. You didn't think they would win. Was, can Jalen Brunson be Jalen Brunson?
I said to you yesterday as we were signing off, I said, would you take Knicks lose, Brunson's really good? And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, but we have this Mitchell Robinson thing going on.
That's a problem.
Which concerns me.
It's a problem.
Yeah, it is a problem.
It's a problem because I actually believe he's better at defending Embiid than Hartenstein is anyway.
Yes, and he also, I mean, the combination of both of them now, right, especially with Hartenstein not being able to, because this has happened the entire series, not figuring out how not to get early foul trouble. If you don't have Mitch, that means now first off the bench to replace Hartenstein is going to be precious.
Which is, I mean, he's just not as big.
Not as big. Was good. He was good, but I mean, that's size-wise. I mean, it's not the kind of matchup that you necessarily want to have to go with too often. But
let's go to Mike in Roxbury. Hi, Mike. You're on 98.7, buddy.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So about a month ago, I called in and I said, the Knicks need somebody like Udonis Haslem was for the Heat back in the day and how Rempe was when he came up for the Rangers. Just a bit of an enforcer out there, someone to set the tone. And you guys poo-pooed the heck out of it. I want to know your opinion now after last night's game. You don't need to dust him off until a game like that. But he has a spot.
Yeah, but you know what?
What do you think?
You could throw Jericho Sims out there and tell him to play like that. I mean, Robinson has the potential to play like that. I don't think you need to go get that guy. I think you can just tell someone.
No, but I'm saying you need to have someone who can do that for you. If they don't have it, like, I don't know, maybe back then when I mentioned that they should have got somebody like that for just that reason. I got one more thing for you.
Yeah,
guys.
Right, but you're also bringing enforcers in basketball.
Right, but here's the thing. You can't fight. I appreciate what you're saying, but you can't fight. And you're also trying to ask somebody to go in and intimidate Joel Embiid. Like, we had another call that said knock him on his butt. Do you know how hard it is to knock Joel Embiid on his butt? I mean, he's got to be close to 300 pounds. He's over 7 feet tall. I mean, he puts himself on his butt because he's flopping around. But, I mean, he's a humongous individual.
What a flopping fool that guy is. I mean, some of the stuff that he was doing last night was actually embarrassing. The way he's flopping all over the place on every play.
Well, it's usually when you're that great, people get frustrated because it's why do you have to flop around like that if you're that good?
And he's a star.
Sidney Crosby, people would kill Sidney Crosby. They would call him Cindy Crosby.
Right. But in the NBA, like, Jokic is not a flopper. I mean, guys are not to that extent where every time he got touched, he's like flailing away like he was shot.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing, though. You don't like it, but if it's effective, why wouldn't you do it?
Why wouldn't you? I mean, I guess you would, but it's a bad look, no?
Who cares? He had 21 free throw attempts. He had 19 points on the free throw line.
Yeah, well, we'll see if that continues throughout. I'll tell you what, game five, if it's 2-2 game five, I mean, regardless of what the score of the series is, he's going to be, obliterated.
Destroyed.
At the Garden.
Yeah, you're going to get the F&B champ.
I mean, you're going to be obliterated.
Probably like not a great if your kid's not used to hearing the F
right.
word, I would stay
don't
away
bring
from,
him to the game.
Yeah, I would stay away.
Obliterated. Jared Morganville. Hi, Jared. Jared.
Hello.
What's happening today? I don't understand. It's a feel good Friday. We just had the NFL draft.
Is it feel good?
Well, it should
be feel good. It started out feel good.
So you got people sabotaging the frenzy.
I was feeling good. You know what? No one wants to say it. I'll say it. It's RJ. RJ did not bring his highest level of game today.
I refuse to say that.
He probably stayed up for the entire first round, which is way past his bedtime, and he showed up today, and he's kind of in one.
I don't appreciate what you're doing.
And you get the apologizer over here. He's going to be like, RJ's perfect. He would never. And then you get Rick, who wants to play right down the middle. I'm the only one who will say it. And that's the truth. RJ is not at the top of his game today. And that just and now you're going to have a vocal strike?
I'm too stunned for words.
Do you regret at all not giving me the extra half point in the mock draft now?
In every minute that has passed since then, yes.
Listen, you could change your ruling. You can do it.
Well, before you change your ruling, if you could change your performance today, that would be much appreciated.
It's unbelievable, this guy.
I mean, listen, you got to call it out. Bad is bad, no? Like the Yankees last night, good team, bad performance. RJ, great producer, bad performance.
But I don't have an answer. What is the answer then? If people talk to me and then they don't talk.
If you don't know
here's
it,
the answer.
Then I'll
tell you,
help you.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
Build a better outfield.
Yeah.
Yes. That solves everything, RJ.
It solves it all.
Yeah. I wonder if it's the defensive outfield he means or overall.
No, it's never been said.
Well, I know it's never been said, but I'm wondering what he's saying.
No, what he's confusing is it's not the outfield.
Defense up the middle?
You have to be strong up the middle.
Oh. It's a catcher, second base, shortstop, center fielder.
Yeah, up the middle, not the outfield.
Right. All right. Let's break. We'll come back. The Knicks, the babiness of Philadelphia, neighbors, and how do you say his name? Fashanu. Fashanu. All right, I was there. I was almost there. Fashanu. Fashion anew. Fashanu. 1-800-919-3776.
You're an idiot.
Why?
You are.
Fashion anew. Fashion anew.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.